Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Arm Wrestling with Reality podcast. Sorry about the one day late publication of this podcast. Yesterday was my 42nd birthday, so we were just spending time with family, and the day kind of got away from me, you know. A day like any other day, but in the evening, hanging out with the kiddos. There's not a ton of report going on this week. I will say that the WAL still has not called. I should do a day count on that and see how long it is until they actually give me a shout. But they do have an event this week. It's coming up on Thursday. And there's a couple of guys who have now started to mention it, but I think maybe we as arm wrestlers need to take a more active role and take a page out of the book of Devin and Matt. Because their match has completely overshadowed the event that's coming up this week. I haven't seen hardly anything on this one coming up. Ron Bath did mention it last night that he has a match on Thursday with Todd Hutchings, and that's going to be a great match and a good one to see, but in my opinion, nobody is paying attention to it. There has been no build-up to that match. And, you know, you can say that the whole thing is, I don't want to be the WWE, I don't want to build the match. Well, Chael says it in his podcast, there's a reason a fight takes 15 minutes and the build-up to it takes 90 days. It's our job as athletes, the promoter's job is to promote the match, but our job as athletes is to build that match and give people a reason to care. So I hope you guys tune in Thursday, I'm sure it'll be a great event for purists of arm wrestling, but it's not getting the attention that the one after it is getting, which makes no sense at all. But you know what? It's still an arm wrestling event. It's still coming up. I'm already getting numerous requests on my YouTube channel to do a prediction video for the PAL event in November, whatever Igor's calling it these days, with all the big matches with Saplinkov coming back. And you know what? I'm not going to do that in the next 2 months. I'm going to wait until a couple of weeks before the event when everything's written in stone. Those guys are already building it up. Which brings me to Levon and the Georgians. Those guys, the training they are doing at Super Heavyweight is cause for concern for any arm wrestler. For me personally, I just registered for a great job to our team captain for keeping everyone on their toes and getting the team put together, by the way. But I just registered for WAF, World Arm Wrestling Federation Championships, in both arms, in the open class and in the masters. Now, the masters, I've kind of started doing my research on the guys that have been winning that or placing top three in the last bit, and looking forward to getting in there and hopefully bringing home a couple of golds. But those Georgians, man, Levon, the training they're doing, I mean, I'm not afraid of those guys, but they need to be studied, and the path of least resistance needs to be determined, because they are freaks, and they're animals, and they treat it truly as a team sport in order to get as many of their guys on the podium as possible. He saw that at the Europeans, if you were paying attention and knew what you were looking at. Anyway, guys, I'm happy to say that training is, again, full steam ahead, and working on a little bit more content, a little bit length in the podcast for next week. But make sure you guys check out my YouTube channel and hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the places that you'll find me posting stuff about arm wrestling and all kinds of other great stuff. Going to shut her down because in about 4 minutes, the morning workout here on a bright early Wednesday morning begins. And I will talk to you guys next week.